week someone actually told me that they follow the readings on the Church of Ireland website, which you can, to actually get a step ahead and read up and reflect a wee bit on what is said before ever it's said here on a Sunday. We've got into a habit, not for any particular reason on a Sunday, of having an epistle and the gospel, a reading from one of St. Paul's letters, as well as one of the gospel readings. Today, though, something instead from 700 years before ever Jesus was born. Ever wondered where the readings come from and why we choose them? They're given for us. They're not an obligation. We don't have to use them, but they are used routinely by churches the world over, and they follow, if only you care to look closely, today the readings as a whole talk about integrity of faith. That is not just believing in your heart, but actually living out your life as a Christian. To begin with, perhaps some searching questions. How does God feel about me? Whoever wondered that. As you're sat there this morning, how does God feel antics prodding the streets of Strabane? I hope he feels better about me than I do myself, but that's an aside perhaps. How does he feel about me? Here's another one. How do you think he feels about this church? Just of us who make up the family of the church. How does he feel about us? I wonder if you ever ponder those. Old Testament, the place where the people of God lived, was always very important. Early on, they had no temple. They carried with them the Ark of the Covenant, a physical sign of the presence of God. And everywhere they took it, they recognized what to say. The job of the prophets and the job of a preacher today before God is not to say what is on your mind, of God's people. The job of the prophets not say, where is the Lord? Because they too turned. I wonder how you feel about the wider church today. I wonder, in the face of Northern Ireland and its politics, whether you think the church and its voice is heard. London